As these weeks come to an end, the course of every person's life is determined by their decisions. A choice. In Luke chapter 9, verse 57 through 62, Jesus teaches us about life's most important decision. What do I do about Jesus and the kingdom of God? In verse 57, as they were walking along the road, a man said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus replied, "Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." He said to another man, "Follow me." But the man replied, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." And Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Still another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family." Jesus replied, "No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God." Our first observation from this text is that Jesus equates following him with life in the kingdom of God. To follow Jesus is to experience life in the kingdom of God. In the scriptures, Jesus dealt with three different people who wanted to follow him and experience the kingdom living. In the scriptures, Jesus taught that the kingdom of God requires a fundamental demand for a radical and life-changing decision. The first person said to Jesus, "I will follow you wherever you go." The call of Jesus is not a call to follow a creed or a program or a method or a church or a race or a religion. It is a call to personal relationship with the Holy Spirit. This person was responding to the call of Jesus, and one will expect that Jesus enthusiastically welcomed this person's decision to follow him. But instead, Jesus said, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." Jesus laid out for him the challenges of following him. Jesus wanted him to understand the ramifications of this decision, because to follow Jesus was to give up everything in order to put his life and future into Jesus' hands. With that, there will be one well after another in your journey in this life. Now my question is this: how many have done this? This is what Jesus said. This is what is required. Now, I did not say it. Jesus said it. As Jesus gave his all for the kingdom, so he seeks those willing to give their all to follow him. Following Jesus and kingdom living requires a costly decision. So my question to you is, what has it cost you? The second person agreed to follow Jesus, but stated, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." Now, on the surface, this may seem like a reasonable request to make of Jesus. Dealing with dead family members was a very high value in Hebrew first century culture. But this person wanted to follow Jesus, and he had good intentions, but he had other obligations. Jesus responded, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." The point Jesus was making was to let the spiritually dead people can take care of the physical dead people. Now my question, who are you? Jesus taught that the spiritual demands of the kingdom of God were to take top priority over all other claims. It has always been difficult for people to give their all to Jesus. Many people understand the demands of the kingdom of God, but the response is qualified by their culture. When confronted with the demands of the kingdom, Many in churches today are saying, yes, but, I will follow Jesus, but not today. I'll keep coming to church, and one day, when I get old, then I will retire, have my income, be set, and fully devote myself completely. The demand to follow Jesus must be unqualified and a radical decision. You must step out in faith against all odds and critics, not by depending on the government or your actions of hands, but of the kingdom of God. The third person agreed to follow Jesus, but stated in verse 61, I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family. Now, once again, this seems like a reasonable request, but Jesus responded, no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God. Jesus taught that the decision to follow him and enter the kingdom of God is a radical decision. It is a decision of turning away from the past in order to embrace a more preferable future, his future, and not ours. So many people are permanently tied to their past and present. They are forever saying goodbye, but never leaving. They promote their endeavors with their resources. They cannot leave the past relationships that are destructive. They cannot leave past habits that hold them in bondage. They cannot leave past sins. They are always saying goodbye to those things, but never leaving them. Entrance into the kingdom of God demands not looking back, because Jesus said, no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God. Following Jesus and entrance into the kingdom of God demands a radical decision, first by you. In fact, the decision is so radical that Jesus speaks of this decision in a violent terms. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said that it was better to pluck out your eye or cut off your hand so that you can enter the kingdom of God than to go to hell with your hand and eye. What does hand and eye mean? Well, consider that the hand represents your accomplishments, your buildings, your work of the hands, your skills, all made by you. And so, the eye represents your desires and your passions and what you can grasp, your kingdom now, things that are tangible, seeing your creation. All of this is not by faith. Remember, without faith, it is impossible to please God. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 34, Jesus said, do not think that I have come to bring peace on earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. Now, this is a metaphorical language that describes a decision regarding Jesus and the kingdom as a radical decision bordering on violence. The decision to follow Jesus and enter the kingdom demands a costly, unqualified self-humbleness and a radical decision. Jesus summarized the decision to follow him in Luke chapter 9, verse 23. If anyone will come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. The basic principle of following Jesus is this. There can be no following without leaving this world and your work of your hands. There can be no following Jesus without leaving past aspirations, professions, hurtful patterns of living, such as drugs, bars, old loyalties to self and the world, bad decisions, chronic sins, damaging relationships, or even destructive habits. How can we leave these things behind? How can we deny ourselves in order to follow Jesus? In order to deny ourselves of these hurtful and destructive things, we must take up the cross of Jesus that becomes our own cross. cross was an instrument of death, a means of execution, a separation from this world. We must take up the cross of Jesus and nail to that cross all the things that stand in the way of our following Him. That's right. You heard it correctly. All of it. You must become so humble, with no pride, no future, the worst of the worldly values. Now, the hard part of following Jesus is not the following. Anyone can claim that. But it is leaving the worldly pleasures and talents. Jesus is calling us to follow Him by taking up His cross and nailing it to that cross everything that holds us back. We must take the guilt of past sin and nail it to the cross. We must take the hurt from past relationships and nail it to the cross. We must take the damage done to us by others and forgive them by nailing it to the cross. We must take the destruction we have brought on ourselves and others through bad decisions and nail it to the cross. In other words, we must take our past, all of it, and nail them to the cross. Because Jesus said, "No one who looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." It's very interesting that Jesus commands us to take up this cross daily. Why will we need to take up the cross daily? Because sometimes past sins, hurts, and memories jump off the cross and come back to life. The world bombards us with pleasures and feelings that are not of the kingdom of God. We must put our past to death on a daily basis so that they can stay dead. That's why we get on our knees every day, seek Him in the Scriptures. Only the death and execution daily give us the freedom to follow Jesus as citizens of the kingdom of God. The decision to follow Jesus and live in the kingdom of God is costly, unqualified, and radical because of the difficulty of the worldly pleasures and desires. We must repent ourselves so that the Holy Spirit has freedom to mold us into the people that He wants us to be. There are yes, buts in your worldly living. Deal with them today. Time is short. As more meteors keep falling, people continue to oppress, shootings, murders, and all kinds of things continue in the news media. Kingdom of God demands a radical decision that is costly and unqualified by world terms, yet is an experience that will be told in the New Jerusalem. If you haven't made that decision, make it now.
Ha'adon Avir Minute, Matityahu 4:10.